Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode here on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And Joe, we've been talking all week about the trade that sent DeAndre Hopkins to the Arizona Cardinals from the Houston Texans. And now to help us talk a little bit more about that, we bring in our friend Aaron Reese, covers the Houston Texans from The Athletic. Aaron, what's going on, man? Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what's the reaction been like in Houston since the Texans made the decision to send DeAndre Hopkins to the Arizona Cardinals, getting back David Johnson in return?
As you can imagine, not great. Although, I've been spending a lot of time in my apartment, so maybe I just haven't bumped into the right people to talk about this, I guess. But as far as the few people I have spoken to and the reaction online and stuff, I mean, it certainly seems like Houston, like everyone else, kind of panned the deal, and with good reason. It doesn't make a lot of sense. And I think the few hours maybe where someone had to defend Bill O'Brien vanished when the time ran out when Stephon Diggs got traded for so much more, you know, on the same day. It was kind of just like, you know, like, did he even call Buffalo or what was the market? And so it was pretty bad. I think everyone who would still like GM O'Brien, that time has run out.
And then, Aaron, of course, you've got Michael Irvin on ESPN yesterday telling a very bizarre story that I still can't totally wrap my arms around. What do you make of that and of, you know, the relationship that O'Brien and Hopkins had and how much of a factor that was in this?
Yeah, you know, I mean, with regard to Irvin's story, I mean, it was so bizarre and it was on TV. It's like, I don't know if it probably isn't all true, but there has to be some grain of truth to just all of it. And I think if nothing else, you can say that they obviously didn't have a good relationship. And that ultimately is kind of the key here, whether he converted to Aaron Hernandez or just didn't like him. And that's kind of the problem, I think, in a lot of Houston fans' minds is, this is two straight years now, you know, of him trading away a star player, and then in the aftermath it kind of comes out that he didn't get along with him. And you know, I think with regards to Jadeveon Clowney, at least people could argue whether he was actually worthy of paying long-term, and you see that now. Clowney's still not signed. I mean, the Texans weren't necessarily alone and kind of having concerns about whether to pay that sort of guy long-term. But DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, is kind of universally viewed as one of the three best receivers, and maybe demanding and stuff, but he only missed two games. One of them was the Week 17 game that the Titans beat Houston. The Texans weren't playing a lot of guys. I think it, to a lot of people, it doesn't add up, and it ultimately comes to look like the coach is just picking the guy who he likes over. Maybe at this point, is he doing it over the sake of winning? You know, is it costing them actually being a good team? Because that's something people said in the past, at least in the past, every move O'Brien is making, even if it seemed somewhat nonsensical, like you're spending all these assets on Laramie Tunsil, you're trading a third-round pick to get another corner at the deadline. You know, you're doing things that make the team better, at least, except with the exception of Clowney trade. And then now, this DeAndre Hopkins trade, I mean, it's hard to argue that they're going to be a better team. And I don't think they can, no matter what they do this offseason, can really salvage that production and just find it other places.
Aaron Reese on the line with us, covers the Texans for The Athletic. Aaron, how has Bill O'Brien acquired this much power in Houston? I mean, you understand it when something like this happens with Bill Belichick in New England, and you win six Super Bowls, you pretty much earn the right at that point to have as much power as you want. How is it that Bill O'Brien has gotten himself in a position where he's gotten this much power with the Houston Texans?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like I feel like every time I go on the radio, it's like people want to talk about this, and I understand it's because it doesn't really make sense to a lot of people. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's like ownership trusts him. Cal McNair, the team chairman, has trusted him ever since taking over for his dad, who passed away, in 2018. But Cal hasn't spoken publicly since he's taken over in that time in 2018, and he's kind of let Bill just become completely the face of the organization and let him call the shots. So it's hard to totally suss out what Cal's motivations are, but if you kind of just read through his actions and his lack of wanting to speak out and be in front of people, that he seems to kind of want to operate with, status quo and do what his dad was doing. And what his dad was doing was putting trust in O'Brien. He had obviously signed Bill O'Brien to a contract extension a little while before he had passed away. But the funny thing about that contract extension was it was meant to line up with Brian Gain, who was supposed to be O'Brien's friend, and you know he was on the committee to select him and all that. And then Gain only lasts one season in the job before Bill assumes more power. In terms of how it got there, I guess you can say anything other than that. He's clearly found a way to wear out the two GMs who he had to work with and convince them that this was obviously the best case scenario, the McNair family that is. But I mean, they obviously at one point did have interest in Nick Caserio, the Patriots director of player personnel, and they pursued him last year, and the Patriots threatened tampering charges. And I know that people within the building were still kind of wondering if Caserio was eventually going to come or if he wasn't going to come. So I think that was always a possibility. But beyond that, it seemed like if they couldn't get Nick Caserio or if that didn't work out right away, they ultimately, after having kind of run with this temporary operation, or at the time temporary operation of just not having a GM, decided, they can just continue to operate with that one. So that's how it's gotten there now. If that was always O'Brien's long-term plan, or if he just kind of thought he was going to get Caserio and then he didn't, so he just would rather be in charge at that point. I'm not quite sure, but that's how it got to where it is.
So this team, Aaron, what's next? What can be done here? Because I can't believe that Randall Cobb is it when it comes to, helping Deshaun Watson. You got this tremendous player on his rookie deal. To me, you've got, urgency to try to maximize that time frame. We all know Will Fuller is very talented, but it's hard to count on him for a full season at this point. Stills is a nice player. What's ahead in terms of additions for GM Bill to try to make this better?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think there are more moves ahead. I don't think that you make this sort of DeAndre Hopkins trade like this unless you have kind of a plan moving forward. Although, on the other hand, like I just said, this move kind of runs counter to everything he's been doing in the past, so it's hard to suss out what the plan is. But, they still have space to make some more moves. I think, obviously, part of the motivation of making the move this year is the idea of, this guy wants a new contract, and it's a year when, the rookie receiver class is supposed to be the best in decades, right? So, if you get a high pick, you can maybe replace a good bit of that production at a very cheap cost, and then sign Randall Cobb and replace a bit more of that production. And they did need a slot receiver, but he doesn't replace DeAndre Hopkins. I think regardless of what they do, it is kind of hard to see a way in which they get better as an offense. I mean, it's just I've thought about it every which way. Even if you get the best version of David Johnson back, and he's kind of redundant to the skill set that Duke Johnson has, and you're spending a lot of money in that backfield. Combined, Duke Johnson, David Johnson, you're spending more money, a larger share of the cap than the Titans are going to spend on Derrick Henry on the franchise tag. And, Derrick Henry is a quite a bit better player than those two guys. So it's really hard to see, just where he's going to be able to find edges on his roster. And I am starting to doubt that he will.
Aaron, last thing for you here. Deshaun Watson has come out a few times in the last year or so and has been public in his support for Bill O'Brien. What do you think is going through Deshaun Watson's mind right now that they've traded his top threat down the field away to Arizona?
Oh, I mean, I think he was no doubt frustrated and surprised. I mean, he was pretty close with Hopkins. They both went to Clemson, not at the same time, but they kind of had that connection, and obviously they were very productive together on the field. He's not done by any means. He obviously can see all the things I'm saying in terms of that. It's like really impossible to see a way in which they replace that production. But what's funny about the NFL, obviously, is that a guy like him, even if he's frustrated or whatever, he's not gonna hit the free market more than likely, because he could just be tagged and controlled for a few more years. And so, yeah, at the end of the day, at least publicly, he's gonna probably back what O'Brien says and just keep his head down and move along and sign his big deal eventually and just eventually get over it. But I think in the immediate term, he's obviously pretty frustrated and upset and trying to figure out, how he gets this offense on track without him.
Aaron Reese from The Athletic has been our guest here on Morning Drive, covers the Houston Texans. Aaron, thanks so much for taking time to come on with us, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Stay safe.
Absolutely. You too. Just crazy in Houston going on right now. And, you know, it's you kind of go through the evolution process of how Bill O'Brien has acquired this much power in Houston. It's fascinating that it's gotten to this point, but also, like, I think it's going to run this franchise directly into the ground.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. You could sell it as circumstantial, but it looks like he's run people out of there, and it looks like power grabs. Yeah, I mean, that's what it looks like from the outside. So that's fine if you do the job well.
Right.
But I'd love to know the approval rating, and that's the thing. It's like there's two jobs he's doing right now. So one side of that, he's done okay.
He's okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's fine. He's you can't argue with multiple AFC South championships. He's done some good things, figured some things out. He's dealt with a lot of injuries, but the GM side of the job, man, the approval rating in Houston for him, that's got to be like 3%, right?
Could he be less popular in Houston than like A.J. Hinch is right now with the Astros? I think there's a good chance.
I mean, there's more, you know, much more important stuff going on, but Houston sports right now, you know, until and unless Bill O'Brien does something to make Texans fans feel better about this. Oh, not good.
It's a tough time to be a Houston sports fan right now. I mean, I guess when the Rockets were playing, I mean, they were at least fun to watch.
Yes, they were fine.
Harden and Westbrook. But other than that, it's been a rough few months for a Houston sports fan. No question about it. We'll continue to have this discussion on the other side of the break. What do we make of this weird relationship between DeAndre Hopkins and Bill O'Brien? We'll get into that next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.